She's a legendary figure in South Coast history whose story has been retold in a popular book, a movie, and documentaries. A Native American woman lived by herself on one of the Channel Islands for nearly two decades. She was known as the Lone Woman of San Nicolas Island.
The Lone Woman was a Native American woman who was likely born on San Nicolas Island, farthest of the Channel Islands from the mainland. She was left alone from 1835 to 1853 after her people left the island on a schooner in 1835, and that ship took all the rest of her community to Los Angeles, but she was left to live on the island, either accidentally or by intention. She's fascinated people for decades. Scott O'Dell wrote the popular children's book, Island of Blue Dolphins.
But historical researcher Susan Morris says some new studies show there may be a major new twist to the famous story.
There was quite an astonishing array of ships of all different sizes and kinds, otter hunting or seal hunting, surveying, scientific research, and we do know men did go on to San Nicolas Island and were actively looking for her and actually saw her footprints but didn't find her. In one case, there was a merchant trader, the Euphemia, which came from Hawaii and stopped at San Nicolas Island in order to offload about two-thirds of its cargo, hiding that so that they wouldn't have to pay customs. And they left a sailor there, John Young, for 2 months guarding that cargo.
The woman that, you know, is known as the Lone Woman maybe wasn't so lone.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And there is more evidence that's going to be coming out. I have been working with a separate set of colleagues on a different research project, and we have additional complementary evidence about her time on the island.
Morris thinks the Lone Woman may have intentionally avoided contact with many island visitors.
I think it's highly likely that she chose who she was going to interact with as much as possible and found ways to stay hidden. She, of course, had the cave to hide in on the southwest coast of the island, and there were other sites on the island, I'm sure, which provided cover.
Still, the researcher thinks it's likely the Lone Woman actually did interact with some visitors.
Whether it was the sailor from the Euphemia or George Nightover on the Bolivar Liberator, and Isaac Sparks was with him as well, we think that they encountered her, were not able to encourage her to join them, come back to the mainland, at least not until 1853.
Morris has been a part of field studies on 7 of the 8 Channel Islands during the last 3 decades. She says they found some never-before-published historical documents about visits to San Nicolas Island.
We've done historical records research, eyewitness accounts, such as ship logs or captain's journals or interviews with Native Americans, looking for information about who may have visited the Lone Woman on San Nicolas Island during the time that she was there from 1835 to 1853.
The researcher says it was some of those visitors who eventually convinced the Lone Woman to leave San Nicolas Island in what turned out to be an ill-fated decision.
She did encounter an otter hunting group that was brought to the island by George Nightover, who was an otter hunter from Santa Barbara, and he had a crew of 7 men, including himself. She ended up staying with them for about a month while they were doing some otter hunting and then left the island on Nightover's schooner, the Cora. She came to Santa Barbara and lived at Nightover's adobe at the intersection of what is now Quarantina and Quinto Streets. And unfortunately, she died after 7 weeks. She contracted dysentery, became very ill, and did not survive very long.
She was buried in Santa Barbara, although her gravesite was later obscured.
She was baptized conditionally with the name Juana Maria and was buried at the Santa Barbara Mission Cemetery. We don't know if she was kept in place or disinterred and moved elsewhere. But there is a plaque commemorating her at the mission on the back of the wall in the cemetery.
So will the research change the legend of the Lone Woman? It could, but we'll have to wait and see what the research team reveals next month. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.